Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. You know, I was on Facebook today, and they have the friend suggestions that pop up. And one of the friend suggestions that popped up was my accidental girlfriend from junior high.
Oh.
There was a girl named Kim. That, see, here's how you ask girls out in junior high. At least this is how I ask girls out in junior high. I told my friend to go talk to Kim and say, hey, Mike thinks you're really cute and would like to go out with you. If you want to go out with him, meet him at his locker at this time. Because I didn't have the stones to do it myself.
Yeah, that's a big thing in that age range where you don't actually go approach the person you're interested in. You just have a proxy do it.
And correct.
Then, sometimes there's a proxy that then they send to speak to your proxy to say, yeah, my person said no. And so tell them to go F themselves.
Yes, but in this situation, there was a bit of a telephone game that didn't work out. So I'm standing at my locker at the designated time, hoping for Hot Kim to come say, oh, my God, thank God. Now we can run away and hold hands together. Right. You know. But instead, some other girl shows up and says, so-and-so talked to me, and I'd love to be your girlfriend. He got the Kims mixed up. So this other Kim showed up at the locker, and she was good-looking enough, so I just dated her for a while. But it was the wrong Kim.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So that she was my accidental girlfriend. We dated for like 3 months. And when I say date, I didn't go on dates when I was in sixth grade.
Right.
All right. We like sat next to each other in the lunchroom, and we would sit next to each other in the library. That's what we would do. Dating involved. I was telling the story of the accidental Kim.
Yes.
In the last segment.
Good band name, by the way.
Accidental Kim?
Yes.
I think so. People want to know more, like how long I dated her. I think it was like 3 months, and this was circa like 1991, 1992. And I will confirm to you that probably 2 out of the 5 days of the week, school week, I would wear Zubaz pants. So, I mean, I was irresistible.
I'm still a little lost on how did your friend screw that up so badly. If you said go talk to Kim, but he didn't know.
I didn't know there was another Kim.
Oh, so he?
I thought he
knew all the Kims.
He knew. Kim Jong-un is well, he talked to.
It's just Kim Jong-un shows up and is like, hello. And you're like, oh, I don't know why you're here. And it's like, well,
I would
your
have
friend
to,
said,
if Kim Jong-un showed up, I'd have to date him. I don't think he takes rejection well.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think you want to be on the bad end of that. So,
well, the one I was looking for was Kim Noon was her name.
Okay.
Okay. But instead, he sent me Kim Andrews. And Kim Andrews was cute enough, you know,
Right.
I was a shallow person. I had someone in front of me saying, yeah, you're cute. Let's do it. And by do it, I mean hold hands.
Yeah, right. That's the sixth grade equivalent. I understand. So it did work out that you dated her for a little while. You enjoyed her company. And now she's on Facebook. So that's good.
No. Kim Noon was on Facebook.
Oh, Kim Noon was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not accidental Kim.
No, not...
Was this Darkroom Amy level or accidental Kim level?
There's so many. Leave Amy out of it. She was wholesome and pure, and she just would develop pictures in her dark room and ride horses. That was her thing.
I just think that's such. You have developed so many good band names just on the weird interactions you've had with people, but Darkroom Amy and accidental Kim are two of the best. I would watch. I would go on. I don't know what those bands play, but I'm going to that tour if tours were allowed to happen. I would go see those bands at a show.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget my lunch lady.
Who is that?
Clowny.
That's right.
Don't forget about her.
Clowny's the opening act. Featuring Clowny.
Hi. Clowny here.
Yeah.
I still think about Clowny all the time.
Because she... No. I'm trying to remember. Did she have the little tick where she said a lot of like just random things? That was a guest you had on, right?
Oh,
on
no,
a radio
that wasn't,
show?
That wasn't it.
That
this
was just
this poor woman who, you know, again, I'm in second grade, so I'm trying to remember back then.
Right.
She probably had some sort of developmental issue, you know. And
oh, okay.
But as, because she would just come in during lunchtime and sit in our classrooms. Because that was her job. When the nuns would go, and I don't know what the hell the nuns did, but during lunchtime, the nuns would leave. And these volunteers would come in and sit with us. And we had this volunteer. Her name was Clowny. Her name wasn't
was not
Clowny.
Clowny. That's what you guys called
we
her.
We named her Clowny because
graders.
She, you know, she had 18 gallons of makeup on. And she
had a voice like this.
Okay. And she, you know.
Like every other woman you've ever done an impression of?
She sounded. Right. No, she actually sounded. That's where impression comes
that's
from.
That's where it comes from. Okay.
She sounds like Fred Rogers doing the puppet voice. Mr. Rogers.
Right, yes, I know, yes.
You know, who was that puppet? But it had the makeup. She had the nose and stuff like that puppet.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, you're right. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't remember
and
the name.
And she sounded like that, and, you know, we were terrible, and we would call her Clowny to her face.
Yikes.
Yes, yikes is right. I was terrible, and this is my penance, is that I'm 40 years old. I still think about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably dead and gone, but I think about Clowny. She probably haunts me.
There's a comedian, I think his name is Kyle Kinane, I want to say, is the comedian who has this line, and I'll give him credit for
it. That's Chris Kinane.
Sure, whatever. But he said...
Chris Kattan.
Repressed memories? Can I have some of those? Because all I do is remember all the horrible things. I wish I had repressed memories.
I've talked about Jeanette Wise. Right? I remember her name. I remember everything about her. I can't remember girls that I dated for like 6 months in my adult life.
But you can remember stuff like that.
I remember everything about Jeanette Wise and how during recess in the seventh grade, we would feed her the salt that melted the snow.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And say it was rock candy.
Oh, no.
I think about that to this day. And we would invite her to parties that did not exist.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's, oh, no is right.
I know.
I will lay in bed at night thinking about this.
I know. I feel so bad. I remember, and this is, I guess, my penance for it now because I am this person, but there was a kid in our class, a girl who was a little big, and at the time, you're in sixth grade, you know, everyone made fun of everything, and it was horrible, but I still stay up at times when I remember this and think, oh my gosh, I hope this girl is okay, because there was a show at the time called Earth 2, and we used to call but people in my class used to call her Earth 2, and I would just laugh at it and be like, yeah, there you are, Earth 2, haha. And now I'm like Earth 17. Like, I'm just, so I got mine back, so that's fine. I deserve that.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. You like garbage food. I like garbage food.
Yeah.
I asked you to choose your number one fast food establishment, and you went with Wendy's.
Yeah.
Which, location, consistency.
It's all good.
Fine. You can have free Wendy's for the rest of your life. As many times a day as you want. It's hot and fresh every single time. You're treated like a king when you go there. No dirty looks. But... you have to play Russian roulette.
What do you, every time?
No. One time.
Oh.
One time.
Oh.
One.
You know what?
Time.
I'll just keep paying for my food. I don't want to take that chance. Not for.
What is it? Is it six? Six in the.
Yeah, in the chamber.
All right. Well,
if you're talking about a revolver.
I mean, the odds are in your favor.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It's not a.
The odds
are in your favor.
Maybe
I
overestimated. Your love for food. Is there amount of money out there for you to play Russian roulette?
I mean, yeah, probably.
What is that amount?
Does my family get it either way? Like, I mean, obviously I'm not doing it. Well, then why am I doing it? Because then I'm either alive and rich or dead, and then none of that money.
First of all,
what was even worth it?
If that was the deal, my wife would load bullets in all the chambers.
Same. I know. Mine would too. I'm just pointing out that
The whole point of me doing this would be so the family gets money.
How about this with the Wendy's?
Yeah.
Not Russian roulette, but I shoot you once with a gun in the thigh.
Oh. But then I get free
Wendy's for life.
For the life? Yeah.
No problem.
I mean,
shoot you with a gun in the meaty thigh.
You're guaranteeing me I live and can heal from it and eventually get back to a normal life.
I mean, hey man, that's up to you.
What do you mean that's up to me?
I mean, I don't know what happens when you get shot in the thigh. Maybe I hit an artery. Maybe I hit a bone. They have to amputate your leg. I have no idea. But I'm shooting you in the thigh.
That's a risk I could probably take to get free fast food for the rest of my life.
Teddy, would you let me shoot you in the thigh for free food?
I was going to say yes, but then you said if you could just guarantee that I would still live. But
yeah, I just want to make sure. You're probably going to, I mean, chances are good you're going to live.
Yeah,
you get
shot in the thigh most. And
I would think so, yeah.
Can I have my doctor be like right there with a full medical kit?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there's an ambulance there.
Okay, then we got the good chance I'm making it out even if you blaze an artery off of me or something. That's fine.
What's your place, Teddy?
McDonald's, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that going to be yours?
Probably.
Yeah.
Although Taco Bell's coming strong to the hole.
Taco Bell would be my number two choice. I mean,
could you eat Taco Bell like seven times a day?
Absolutely. I could eat Taco. There's so many options, and it's all the same food, but I don't care. It's delicious. But Wendy's for me, slightly more options for me, so I will go with that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.